Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, 3:8. The Mishnah continues to describe the bringing of Bikurim. Here we focus on the rules regarding the baskets, because the Pasuk says, Vesamta Vatena, that you will put the Bikurim, those first fruits, into a basket, a container, and the Mishnah here describes how that would look. So it says, Ha'ashirim mevin Bikurim be'kalasos shal kesef v'shal zahav. The rich people would bring their Bikurim in containers that were plated in silver and gold. If there were multiple species, multiple different types of fruits, like a person was bringing, let's say, grapes and figs, so really he would bring the grapes in one basket and the figs in another basket if he could. If there weren't enough to fill the basket, then he would have like two sections in his basket, the grape half, and then separated with some vegetable matter to make it pretty, a separate section for the other kind of fruits. V'ha'aniyim, as for the poor people who certainly could not afford to bring baskets coated in gold and silver, mevi'in osam besale netzarim, they would bring their bikurim in wicker baskets, shel arava klufa, that were woven from peeled willow branches. V'ha'salim, and those baskets, v'ha'bikurim nitan lekohanim, as well as the fruits inside of them, were given to the kohanim. Meaning, when the poor people brought their baskets, they brought these fruit inside the wicker basket that they made, they would be giving both the fruit and the basket to the kohanim to keep. In contrast, the ashirim, the rich people, did not give their containers to the kohanim. They would hand over the fruit in the container, but they would ultimately get the container back. The kohanim didn't get to keep the gold and silver plated baskets. And here, the Bartono brings the Gemara, Bava Kama, Tzadi Beis, 92, which points out this is a sad example. I don't know if it's sad, but it is a sad example of the principle, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. The Lashon of the Gemara, which the Bartono quotes here, is Basar Aniya Azla Aniyusa. After the poor person, that poverty chases the poor person, something like that. Meaning it's hard to get out of that hole, of course, because in the end, the poor people lost time and money in giving the basket, and therefore they get even poorer, whereas the rich get it back.